this is a Christmas treat for you, because I'm Nick and this is Walking Movies, except as you can hear, this is not Walking Movies. And this has happened, this isn't the first time it's happened, but it's very rare that it happens. My recording of my intro to this episode has gone. Not sure where, but it's gone. So I'm editing the episode and I thought, hang on a second, I've only got the second part. Where's the first? And the answer is I don't know. So what this episode is my review of Avatar 2, The Shape of Water. I'm obviously recording this a few days after I've seen the film now. So this is very bizarre. So when I was walking, I was talking about my kind of history with the franchise. It's two films. The world of Avatar. So I really enjoyed Avatar when it first came out. It obviously kicked off the 3D boom for, I don't know, the second or third time in film history. And we just recently watched it at home on a 3D TV, the first Avatar, and it really holds up well. Like, the quality is just incredible. Generally 3D films don't look as good as Avatar because they've not been filmed specifically to be seen in 3D. James Cameron obviously does want this world of Pandora to be seen in 3D. So it's exceptional looking. I hadn't seen it in at least 8 or 9 years. And I enjoyed it more than I remember, because I remember enjoying it the first time, but seeing it multiple times, my enjoyment waned a little bit, so seeing it again with fresh eyes was good. So I was very excited about this. I paid the upcharge to go and see this in IMAX 3D. So that's how much I wanted to see it in the best format possible, give it the best fighting chance. And I actually took a day off work. I needed to take some time off work before Christmas anyway, so I just all kind of tied in. I'm not that sad that I would take a day off to see Avatar 2. But that's how it worked out, which was good in some ways, because, I mean, it was like a 4-hour day out, effectively. Maybe a bit longer than that, actually. But yeah, so I was very much looking forward to seeing what this film delivered. It had been a long time since the first Avatar, 13 years since Avatar first came out. So a lot's changed. Cinema's changed in that time. 3D has come back and has died again. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this was going to be received, and how I would enjoy the film. So you'll hear my thoughts on that right about now, really. Okay, let's get to it. Your view of Avatar 2 and the essentialness of going to see it, I think, will very much hinge on your feelings on the first film. I've had like a little bit of lunch. I had some Five Guy fries, Cajun starter course, while I tried to ponder this, and I'm still trying to digest my exact feelings. If you like Avatar 1, I'm sure you will love Avatar 2. Did I love Avatar 2? No, but I had a really good time. It's not like when I saw things like Thor or Jurassic World, where I just came out completely deflated and really not happy with what I'd seen. I did like Avatar 2 a lot. I think the problem is that when you compare it, like, this is the big Christmas film. Like, the schedules are open, no films are coming out, no major films are coming out, except I think Puss in Boots is coming out just before Christmas, I think. But there's no other like big releases coming out. The runway is clear for Avatar to take off. And I think if you unfairly, but if you compare it to, like, a Top Gun, which was a big summer release that people were hoping was going to be successful, Avatar 2 just wasn't as enjoyable as that for me. It's very long, like it's 3 hours and 10, I think. It's a very long film, and there is an awful lot of "isn't this beautiful, isn't this wonderful," which, by the way, it is. You know, it is. I was talking earlier about spectacle. It lives up in that regard. It is very much a spectacle. One of my biggest issues with it, though, with it looking such a spectacle, is, and I don't know if this is because it was an IMAX screening or what, but, and this sounds really weird to say, but it's almost like there was framework issues. The problem with the first Avatar, and will be the problem with this one, is people say, well, it looks like a video game. Because there are lots of times that it does. But there's also lots of times where it literally looks like a video game and doesn't look like a film because of the motion. And I don't know if that's because it's high dynamic range, or if it's just a frame rate issue in general. Like, I don't know. But there were times that it really distracted from the film, where I did feel I was taken out because of how it looked. Which I didn't really feel as much in that way with the first one. So that's an interesting thing. I wonder if anyone else picks up on that. Like, I saw it in IMAX. IMAX 3D. The 3D was stunning. Other than the frame rate, the IMAX presentation was also great. Would I say, though, to watch it in IMAX after I've seen it? No. I'm not sure that I would. Just because I was looking at what an IMAX ticket cost would be. Just a regular ticket for IMAX in 3D. It's £20 per person. Now, my chain does like a family ticket, so you get two adults and two children for like £60 or something, which is good value, obviously, if you're paying £20 a ticket. But it's a lot of money. And for me, I think standard 3D would probably be sufficient to give you, you know, a good viewing experience. I thought the story was probably better in this one. There are things I take issue with, where obviously knowing that there's already a third one done and things kind of like left open, there was a few things that bothered me. But that said, there were also things that surprised me in the story quite a lot. So at least there's that. But yeah, it's not a miss, but I would probably say it's a good 7 out of 10. And I think the problem is, like, this costs like, well, they've said that it needs to, I think, make the same amount as the first Avatar film to break even in the States, which is about 800 million. Could possibly be a billion. And I'll be honest, I don't think it will. I don't think it will. And again, I think the first time I saw Avatar, I was eager to go back and see it a second time because it was like nothing I'd seen before. The problem is now I have seen Avatar. So seeing Avatar 2 isn't the... You know what it's like? It's like when HD TVs came out replacing tube sets, right? And immediately saw this big difference in the picture quality. And then, a few years after that, 4K TVs hit the market. You go into a shop and have a 4K TV on display, and you go, oh right, it looks a little bit better than what I've got now, but not enough for me to go and buy a brand new TV. The difference between tube sets to HD to HD to 4K is minimal, really. I mean, look, I'm not
if you want to get technical, of course it's not. It's like almost four times. But it's not as like mind-blowing as when you saw an HD TV for the first time. And that's what I feel about this. This is like the HD to 4K version of Avatar. It's just not as mind-blowing this time around. Will I watch it again? Yes, undoubtedly. Would I go and see it again at the cinema during its run? Well, if my family want to go and see it, I would go and see it with them. But I'm also not there kind of eager to go back like I was the first time. So make of that what you will. Because I'm not sure what to make of it myself. I will happily watch it again, but I think because of the length of it as well, it's an awful long film to go and see. It's taken almost 4 hours out of my day to go and see it. I'm still not home. So yeah, it's a big ask, and I'm not sure if I feel like that. I'm not sure how other people will. You know, the reason why Avatar did such great numbers is because people weren't seeing it once at the cinema. They were seeing it 2, 3, 4 times. It's why Top Gun was such a big hit earlier. It wasn't people seeing it once. It was people seeing it multiple times. And sometimes, like people like me, in multiple formats. And I'm not sure if Avatar will do that. I want to be surprised, and I hope it does, because I like James Cameron. I think the world is good, and they're obviously expanding, and that's obviously good as well. But I don't know. I don't know if it will. In the world now, where people are quite happy to wait for something to hit home release, you know, post pandemic, I'm not sure if you'll get that repeat custom. It's going to be very interesting. I'd like to see. I'm eager to see where it goes in terms of box office performance. But I'm not convinced Avatar 2 is going to do anywhere near as well as the first one. And that's going to be an issue for Disney if it doesn't. Because what do they do with... Film 3 is definitely coming out. Film 4, though. And he wants to do more than that. So... yeah. Right. That's about enough of that, I think. I did like it. And I guess I'm disappointed, but just not in the same way I've been disappointed with other films this year. You know, it was good. I just don't think it was the mind-melding experience that we got with the first one. And that's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, I've got no idea what's up next, so subscribe if you want. Don't if you don't. If I don't speak to you before, have a lovely Christmas and a happy new year. And if I do speak to you before, then, well, I'll just say it again. But anyway, until next time, Fling Lives. Download Fuck the Tories. Make it Christmas number one. And just in general, fuck the Tories.
So there you go. That's what I thought of Avatar 2 after I came out of the cinema about 4 or 5 days ago now after seeing it. On reflection, have I enjoyed it more or less, thinking about it more? Maybe I was a little bit harsh. I don't know. I have since found out my daughter wants to go and see it. So I am going to be seeing Avatar 2 again. So there's that to come. But what is interesting is I was talking about the box office expectations and what they've said this film needs to do. So just to refresh myself, I believe James Cameron said the film needs to make $2 billion for it to have been a success and for it to have claimed all its money back. My belief is the budget was about $250 million for this film. So I'm not sure why $2 billion needs to be achieved. I mean, it needs to make back at least 3 times its budget, probably 4. So, 255. So, $1 billion would be probably enough. But whatever. So, the numbers are in for the first weekend. The first Avatar in 2009 opened to $77 million, which adjusted for inflation is about $109 million, I believe. Avatar 2 opened with $134 million in the US alone. The projection was somewhere between 150 and 170, so that is under their projections. The worldwide opening was $344 million, which again was under expectations. So it's not a flop by any stretch. And I mean, the thing is, this, I was talking about this on that Disney Parks podcast. You know, for a film to open to $135 million in the US alone, nearly any film would be, you know, jumping up and clicking their heels in the air. But not Avatar, because they were expecting bigger things. There's a few things at play. One of the things that they've mentioned is the fact it was the weekend of the World Cup final. Okay, that would have had some impact in some parts of the world, I'm sure. But I'm not sure how much of an impact that will have. So that's number one. Secondly, Avatar was a film that got people going back multiple times to see, as I mentioned. So we can't judge it on its first weekend. I think had Avatar opened to less than $100 million, I think that would be trouble signs. The fact that it's opened over that, it's a disappointment in some ways that it wasn't, you know, more popular, but I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, the reviews are good. Most of the audience scores are pretty positive. So, you know, this could have legs. There's nothing else coming out now until February. No big films. So it's got an open playing field. It could do it. It's very likely it will do $1 billion by the end of this year globally, if projections carry on. And it did get hampered as well because China, which was a fairly big market for the first Avatar film, they're under quite a lot of COVID restrictions in quite a few parts of China. So that box office was really hit quite badly by that as well. So there's a few things, not to give excuses, like at the end of the day, I've got no skin in this fight, but that's the state of play. So it's done good, could have done better. And I think the next few weeks will be interesting. I do also think that people are just of the mindset now where if they wait, you know, a few months, it'll be on Disney Plus, which it will. It'll be interesting to see how they play that. Nearly every Disney or Marvel release has been on within 60 days, some sooner than that. Hello, Strange World. But Avatar 2, I don't know. I wonder if they might try and adopt what Paramount did with Top Gun. You know, that film didn't get a release for about 4 or 5 months after the cinema release on home release, like digital download or Blu-ray. So I wonder if they might try and adopt the same strategy. But they need to be vocal about it. They need to be talking about it now, saying, you know, this film is not coming to Disney Plus anytime soon. You know, if you want to see it at the cinema, see it in the best possible way. Especially, it's very unlikely you'll get a 3D release this time at home. So that's the state of play. So if there's at least one positive to come out of this negative, it is that I've at least been able to add more on at the end. Have a lovely Christmas, guys. Thank you for all your support. I'll probably do an end of the year wrap up, maybe before the new year. If not, it'll be the first episode in January. Because there's a few films I want to catch up with before I do that. But have a nice Christmas and a happy new year. And thank you for all your support.